Hello, my name is Francis Chung. This is the third video in the IoT Journey Project series. Today we'll be talking about warm data ad hoc exploration with Elasticsearch and Kibana. Let's go over our scenario once again. You've got devices that emit events to our cloud gateway. The data from the cloud gateway gets processed by an event processor, which stores data into either warm storage or cold storage. In our case today, we'll be talking about warm storage. Our technology specifically will be a custom console app, which will be our scenario simulator. That will send events to our cloud gateway, which will be Event Hub. We will have a custom .NET event processor that will take the data from Event Hub and store them into Elasticsearch. From Elasticsearch, we'll be using Kibana to provide our dashboard. We'll start off our demo as we've done before with our scenario simulator. All the events from the scenario simulator go to Event Hub. Let's go and kick it off. First, provision our devices. Then run the no errors expected scenario. This will start sending data to Event Hub. Next, let's go to our custom warm storage event processor. Here in the warm storage event processor project, I'll go and start this up. I'll provision the resources and then start our warm storage consumer. This custom event processor is a little bit different than the cold storage event processor in that this sends data to Elasticsearch, whereas the cold storage event processor saved data to a blob file. You'll notice we see a lot of red here. This is because this event processor is trying to send data to Elasticsearch, but my Elasticsearch instance is not running yet. Let me start it up. You'll see that once Elasticsearch is fully up and ready to take requests, I'll stop getting exceptions in my event processor. There you go. Now, let's take a look at the data in Elasticsearch. The best way to visualize the data in Elasticsearch is to use Kibana. Okay, now that my Kibana server is up and running, I can go to a web browser and hit localhost port 5601. One question I'd like to ask Kibana is, what is the average temperature of the devices per building? Now, the data that I've been sending cold storage is simply the device, the time observed, and the temperature. We need a little bit more information in order to figure out the average building temperature. But let's see if we can visualize that. I can go to the Visualize tab. And I'm going to create a data table, create a new search. The metric in this case, I'll use an average of the temperature field. That looks good. And for the buckets, I'm going to use a term, and the term specifically will be the device. And this will give me the top five devices with their average temperatures. I can run that. Okay, so these are the top five hottest devices. I can also change this to properties building ID and see the information grouped a different way. The reason why I'm able to get the building ID is because our customer event processor does something a little bit more than the cold storage event processor. The cold storage event processor simply took all the data that it had and sent it to storage or to a blob. What the warm storage event processor does is it takes the device and it looks up what building that is in. Let me show you that to you. So if I go to the warm storage event processor, you can see here in the process events async method that for every event that we receive, I deserialize the event data's payload. You can see here, get bytes, and grab the payload, and deserialize it into an update temperature event. And then I grab the device ID from that event in order to do the lookup using a lookup service. And then put that value, the building ID value, and put it into the event data's property bank in order for it to be serialized later on. So again, what we did was we emitted events from our scenario simulator. Those events went up to Event Hub. We have a custom warm storage event processor that took the data and sent it to Elasticsearch. We then use Kibana to visualize the data in Elasticsearch. Thank you very much.